This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh began a mass exodus by car Sunday toward Armenia after Azerbaijan defeated the breakaway region's fighters in a conflict dating from the Soviet era.
The Nagorno-Karabakh leadership told Reuters the region's 120,000 Armenians did not want to live as part of Azerbaijan for fear of persecution and ethnic cleansing. The Armenians of Karabakh are in a territory internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan and were forced into a ceasefire last week after a 24-hour military operation by the much larger Azerbaijani military. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This week, with the threat of a government shutdown looming, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will once again try to woo far-right conservative holdouts who are blocking passage of bills that did not cut spending. More from
Republican Representative Mike Turner speaking on ABC's This Week.
I'll bet on Kevin McCarthy any day, and we certainly have time yet to go. But he's in a very difficult position because the holdouts keep saying to Kevin McCarthy, don't bring bipartisan bills to the floor. We don't want you to use Democrat votes to try to avert a shutdown. But they're using Democrat votes to try to cause a shutdown. I mean, these individuals, these Republican holdouts, are voting with Nancy Pelosi against Republican bills that have been brought to the floor.
McCarthy's party holds a slim majority in the House. Even as few as five Republican defectors are enough to derail any legislation the majority attempts to pass. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says that France will end its military presence in Niger and pull its ambassador out of the country now that the democratically elected president has been deposed in a coup. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Lloyd Austin, on his first visit to Africa as U.S. Defense Secretary, told reporters on Sunday the Russian mercenary Wagner Group still has a substantial presence on the continent more than 1 month since the death of the group's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin.
The U.S. has not seen a decisive shift in Wagner's relationship with the Kremlin or signs that Moscow has absorbed the group's operations on the continent, according to U.S. defense officials. Austin heads to Kenya on Monday. It will be the first visit to Kenya by a U.S. defense secretary since 1976. He will round out his trip in Angola, the first time a U.S. defense secretary has ever visited the country. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
New U.S. sanctions announced Friday will target an additional group of Haitians linked to gang violence that has destabilized a crisis-plagued Caribbean nation.
In his speech before the U.N. General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence.
Le quotidien du peuple haïtien.
Haitians' daily life is painful. That is why the Security Council, which has the power and the authority, must act urgently under Chapter 7.
While Henry was meeting with foreign leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, powerful gang leader Jimmy Cherizier hit the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, to put him on notice.
Today, we are launching a battle against Ariel Henry. As we previously said, we're asking Haitians to mobilize.
Kenya has expressed willingness to lead the force, which will be comprised of police officers as well as some military personnel. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
A space capsule carrying NASA's first asteroid samples landed in the Utah desert.
Scientists expect to get at least a cup of rubble from the asteroid Bennu. The pebbles and dust delivered Sunday represent the biggest haul from beyond the moon. Preserved building blocks from the dawn of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago. The samples will help scientists better understand how Earth and life itself formed. OSIRIS-REx, that's the mothership, is already targeting another asteroid. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
A tentative deal has been reached to end Hollywood's writer strike after nearly 5 months. The Writers Guild of America reached a deal Sunday with an alliance of studio streaming services and production companies. Guild's board and members must approve the agreement before the strike officially ends. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.